Masechet Tamid Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, after the Ketoret was offered, that is actually the end of the Tamid service, the Korban Tamid, even though the animal itself of the Korban Tamid wasn't placed onto the Mizbeach, as we'll see in Mishnah Gimel, the Tamid service was considered to be complete, even if those steps never happened. The Kohanim who were involved in this entire process would walk into the Hechal, they would bow down when their jobs were done, and then all the other Kohanim would walk in one by one, and they would bow down now that the service of the Tamid was complete. If the Kohen Gadol was part of the service, he would be given the respect to enter the Hechal first, and then the other Kohanim would enter after him. Mishnah says, Bizman she-Kohen Gadol nichnas lihishtahavot, when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Hechal to bow down at first, before all of the rest of the Kohanim, Shilosha Ohazin Bo, there were three Kohanim who would walk with him and hold on to him as he was walking in, just like a great king who's walking in somewhere, has attendants and people who care for him. The Kohen Gadol, Lehavdil, is somebody who also has to have people holding on to him. Ehad bimino, be'ehad bismolo, be'ehad ba'avanim tovot. One was holding on to him on the right side, one was holding on to him on the left side, and one of them was walking right behind him, holding on to the special stones that were attached to the shoulders of the ephod, which was the apron worn by the Kohen Gadol. After the Kohen Gadol walked into the Hechal, the Memuneh would close the curtain of the Ulam. The Ulam was right before the Hechal. He would close that curtain, even though the curtain was normally left open during the daytime, just to give the Kohen Gadol a little bit of privacy, and it was respectful that when he was entering the Hechal, he would have a private audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Kohen Gadol was ready to leave, he would bow down, and then the Memuneh, the appointed one, would raise the curtain once again. V'kevan she-shama ha-Memuneh kol raglav she-Kohen Gadol she-hu yotzeh, higbia lo et ha-parochet. When the Memuneh, when the appointed Kohen, he heard the sound of the Kohen Gadol walking. The Kohen Gadol would have little golden bells on the bottom of his robe, so he knew that the Kohen Gadol was about to leave, so he raised up the curtain of the Ulam to let him out. Nichnas v'hishtahava v'yatza. After the Kohen Gadol left, then the Memuneh, the appointed one, entered the Hechal. He bowed down, and then he also left. He's given also a privilege to go before the rest of the Kohanim, because he served and he ran the entire service of the morning. Then the rest of the Kohanim walked into the Hechal, they bowed down, and then they walked out. Masechet Tamid Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about how after everything was completed, Birkat Kohanim would be said. We mentioned in the beginning of the fifth perek that they would pray the morning tefillah in the Lishkat HaGazit. The Kohanim then went into the Azara and they did the rest of the service of the Korban Tamid. Five of the Kohanim worked in the Hechal, they would clear the Mizbeach, they would prepare the Menorah, and they would bring the Ketoret. And the other Kohanim who were on duty, they brought all of the limbs of the Korban Tamid to the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, that was in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. The next Mishnah will talk about that other stage of the bringing of the limbs all the way up to the outer Mizbeach. If we go back a little bit also, we remember that the limbs were left halfway up the ramp to that Mizbeach. They were dropped on the Kevesh at that point and not taken all the way up. After all of these jobs were finished, the Kohanim would gather on the steps near the Ulam. The Ulam was towards the Hechal, and they would all say Birkat Kohanim. Mishnah tells us, Ba'u ve'amdu al ma'alot ha'ulam. After the Kohanim finished all of their work, they came and they stood on the 12 steps in front of the Ulam. Amdu harishonim lidrom ahayhayim ha'kohanim. When they were arranging all of how they were going to stand on the steps over here, the first five Kohanim who worked inside of the Hechal, they were dealing with the Ketoret, they were fixing up the Mizbeach, they were also involved in preparing the Menorah. They were zocheh to work in the Hechal. It's a very high-level thing. So they also merited to stand south of their friends who were the Kohanim. Standing south is considered to be to the right of everyone else. So the right is always given preference over the left. It's a higher level than the left. So they stood over there. The Hamisha Kelim Biadam, and they held on to five different vessels, Kelim, in their hands. Hateni Biyad Ehad, the basket that was used to clear the ashes from the inner Mizbah was held in the hands of one Kohen. The Hakuz Biyad Ehad, the jug that was used to clear out the ashes and the oil from the menorah was held in the hand of another Kohen. The Amahta Biyad Ehad, and the shovel used to bring the coals into the hechal in the hand of one Kohen. Vehabazach biyad ehad, and the spoon that held the ketoret in the hands of another Kohen. Vekaf vekisuya biyad ehad, and the ladle and the cover that was used to bring the spoon into the hechal was in the hands of another Kohen. Before they started bekat kohanim, they placed these vessels down on the floor. After the other Kohanim finished bringing the limbs of the Korban Tamid up the Mizbeach, again like we'll say in the next Mishnah, they joined the other five Kohanim on the steps of the Ulam, and they also said Bitkat Kohanim. Uberechu et ha'am berecha hat. The Kohanim over here blessed the nation with the one blessing, which is Bitkat Kohanim. Ela shebemedina omrim ota shalosh berachot. But in the rest of the country, outside of the Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim would say it as three different berachot. In other words, between each pasuk, they would pause and the people would answer Amen. But in the Bet HaMikdash, they said all of the Pesukim. They wouldn't pause for people to say Amen between the Pesukim, and that was considered to be Beracha Ahat, one long blessing. There are differences between how Birkat Kohanim was said in the Bet HaMikdash and how it was said outside of the Bet HaMikdash. Bamikdash hayu omrim et Hashem kichtavo. In the Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim would say the name of Hashem like it's written. Yod ke vav ke. We don't even spell it out. We can't spell it out. It's such a holy name of Hashem. We can't even spell it out. But that's how they would pronounce it. According to some, it's the Shem HaMeforash, the secret name of Hashem that only they knew how to pronounce. But in the rest of the country, the Kohanim would say the Shem Amonai. They wouldn't say Yod Kevavke. They would say Aleph Dalid Nun, Shem Adnut. That's how they would say it. The Torah doesn't allow you to use the special name of Hashem besides for the Kohanim who were in the Bet HaMikdash during Birkat Kohanim. So outside of the Bet HaMikdash, they would use the name Amonai when they were doing Birkat Kohanim. Ba'medina ha-Kohanim nos'im et kapehem yedehem keneged kitfotehem. In the rest of the country, the Kohanim would raise their hands as high as their shoulders. They would limit it to their shoulders. They would learn that from the Pesukim. That's how high their hands would go. Ubamikdash al gaber ashehen. In the Bet HaMikdash, their hands went above their heads. In the Bet HaMikdash, where the Kohanim said the special name of God, the Shekhinah rested on their fingers. Because the kavod is due to the Shekhinah, they raised it high up all the way as much as they can above their heads in order to give kavod to the divine presence. Chutz mikohen gadol she'en magbia et yadav lemala min hatzitz. Besides for the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol was doing Birkat Kohanim, even in the Bet HaMikdash, he did not raise his hands higher than the tzitz. The tzitz was the golden band worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. The name of Hashem was written on it. Kodesh LaHashem was written on it, and therefore it wasn't proper for the Kohen Gadol to raise his hands above the name of Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Af Kohen Gadol magbia et yadav lemala min hatzitz. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even the Kohen Gadol would raise his hands above his head higher than the tzitz. Shene emar, Vayisa Aharon yadav el ha'am vayvarechem. Like the pasuk tells us in Vayikra, that Aharon raised his hand towards the people and he blessed them. So we learn from here, towards the people, that when Aharon, who was the Kohen Gadol, when he raised his hands to give Birkat Kohanim, his hands were above his head, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, anybody who is the Kohen Gadol is allowed to raise their hands above their head, even though the tzitz is there when they're giving Birkat Kohanim.